Krishna Book, Canto 9, Mathura, Chapter 41, Scene 1, Kubja, the Hunchback Woman. After leaving the flowerist's place, Krishna and Balaram saw a young hunchback woman carrying a dish of sandalwood pulp through the streets. Since Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure, Krishna wanted to make all his companions joyous by cutting a joke with this hunchback woman. Krishna thus addressed her, "O tall young woman, who are you? Tell me, for whom are you carrying this sandalwood pulp in your hand? I think you should offer this sandalwood to me, and if you do so, I am sure you will become fortunate." Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he knew everything about the hunchback woman. By his inquiry, Krishna indicated that there was no use in serving a demon. One had better serve Krishna and Balaram and thus get rid of the result of sins. The woman replied to Krishna, "Oh, my dear Shyama Sundara, oh, dear beautifully dark boy, you may know that I am engaged as a maidservant of Kamsa. I supply him pulp of sandalwood daily. The king is very pleased with me for supplying this nice thing, but now I see that there is no one who can be better served by this pulp of sandalwood than you two brothers." Being captivated by the beautiful features of Krishna and Balaram, their talking, smiling, glancing, and other activities, the hunchback woman began to smear the pulp of sandalwood over their bodies with great satisfaction and devotion. The two transcendental beggars, Krishna and Balaram, were naturally beautiful and had beautiful complexions. They were nicely dressed in colorful garments. The upper portions of their bodies were already attractive, and when the hunchback woman smeared their bodies with sandalwood pulp, Krishna and Balaram looked even more beautiful. Krishna was very pleased by this service, and he began to consider how to reward Kubja. In other words, in order to draw the attention of Lord Krishna, the Krishna-conscious devotee has to serve Krishna in great love and devotion. Krishna cannot be pleased by any action other than transcendental loving service unto him. Thinking like this, Lord Krishna pressed the feet of the hunchback woman with his toes and, capturing her cheeks with his fingers, gave Kubja a jerk in order to make her straight. At once, the hunchback woman looked like a beautifully straight girl with broad hips, thin waist, and very nice, well-shaped breast. Since Krishna was pleased with the service of the hunchback woman, and since Kubja was touched by Krishna's hands, she became the most beautiful girl among women. This incident shows that by serving Krishna, the devotee immediately becomes elevated to the most exalted position. In all respects, devotional service is so potent that anyone who takes to it becomes qualified with all godly qualities. Krishna was attracted to the hunchback woman not for her beauty, but for her service. As soon as Kubja rendered service, she immediately became the most beautiful woman. A Krishna-conscious person does not have to be qualified or beautiful, for after becoming Krishna-conscious and rendering service unto Krishna, one becomes very qualified and beautiful. So when Kubja was turned by Krishna's favor into an exquisitely beautiful young girl, Kubja naturally felt very much obliged to Krishna, and she was also attracted by Krishna's beauty. Without hesitation, Kubja caught the rear part of Krishna's cloth and began to snatch it. Kubja smiled flirtatiously and admitted that she was agitated by lusty desires. Kubja even forgot that she was on the street and before the elder brother of Krishna and his friends. Kubja frankly proposed to Krishna, "Oh, my dear hero, I cannot leave you in this way. You must come to my place, for I am already very much attracted to your beauty, so I must receive you well, for you are the best among males. You must also be very kind upon me." In plain words, Kubja proposed that Krishna come to her home and satisfy her lusty desires. Krishna, of course, felt a little bit embarrassed in front of his elder brother, Balaram. But Krishna knew that the girl was simple and attracted. Krishna therefore simply smiled at Kubja's words. Looking towards his cowherder boyfriends, Krishna replied, "My dear beautiful girl, I am very much pleased by your invitation, and so I must come to your home after finishing my other business here in Mathura. For such a beautiful girl like you is the only means of solace for a person like me, for I am away from home and not yet married. Certainly, as a suitable girlfriend, you can give us relief from all kinds of mental agitation." In this way, with sweet words, Krishna satisfied Kubja. Thus ends chapter 41, scene 1, Kubja, the Hunchback Woman. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.